Hey, hey, Megan here, back with you on a Friday for Cream City Digest. You heard the Cream City Dreams interview on Wednesday. Now it's time to break it down. Make it easy to chew, bite-sized conversation starters for the dinner table. Every Friday, I'll bring you a nugget of wisdom from this week's guest. Reflection, an action step, or just a second chance to hear something so good you won't mind listening to it twice. It could be an idea that gives you pause, or maybe it's an idea that gets you into action mode so that you can start living your Cream City dream. Whatever it is, it won't take long because this will be short and sweet and also really easy to share. Thanks for being here. Well, this is fun. I guess this is what you do when you have your own podcast and you can just make things up. So welcome to the very first Cream City Digest. And I wanted to give a little history behind this because it came from this idea that I have been sitting on for a really, really long time of creating some kind of podcast that is called, it was going to be called, when it was unrelated to Cream City Dreams, it was going to be called something like, You Could Say That, or Here's What You Could Say. And it stems from a deeper vulnerability that I had for sure in my late 20s and 30s. And that was kind of a fear of being at a dinner party with nothing to say. I don't know where this came from. Well, I do know where it came from, but that's I told you these were going to be short and sweet. Needless to say, dinner party fodder. What do you say when you're at a table with intelligent people and they start talking about X, Y, and Z? And so my idea was that this podcast would bring short snippets of X, Y, and Z. What you could say at a dinner table when people are talking about the elections, when people are talking about climate change and earthquakes, when people are talking about technology and AI, when people are talking about attachment parenting. Really, it was going to run the gamut of anything that X, Y, and Z could be at a dinner party. I might still do that. But in the meantime, this is what I'm coming at you with. Cream City Digest, which what I'm doing as I go through these interviews, which is new, is trying to think of something that the guest could offer at a dinner party. A nugget of wisdom, perhaps a script if it makes sense for that week. Just really anything that their expertise would bring to a conversation. And then I'm going to plug it in here so that if you miss the conversation during the week, you can at least find time for 5 to 10 minutes to get just the sweet little gem distilled for you in this episode. So think of it as a bonus episode. And what I wanted to share this week, in addition to just telling you what this would be, is just a small snippet from me, actually. As Shelley and I were, quote unquote, breaking up. Not really. I love Shelley dearly. We're still very good friends. This is not going to affect our friendship in any way. But as we were breaking up the podcast and I was considering moving forward with this, I sort of kept an audio diary, not knowing what I would do with it, if I'd do anything with it, but just to kind of be transparent with myself about what my fears were. And so I just wanted to share that and share a little snippet of what I recorded. So without further ado, I present myself. So in the spirit of more transparency, the thing I've been thinking about a lot is where, as I step forward in this, where is there fear and what is the fear about? And a lot of times as I'm thinking about this, the fear is around, what are people going to think? What are people going to like the podcast? Now that Shelley's gone, are a lot of people going to unsubscribe? Are they only here for Shelley? What if nobody listens anymore? What if it tanks? What if, right? And a couple of things have been my saving grace, I think, as I spiral or catch myself spiraling in those kinds of thoughts. And one of the things that's been saving me is there's a book by Oliver Berkman called 4,000 Weeks, Time Management for Mortals. And it Actually, it's been a while since I read it, and it's one of those books that I should reread every year. But the gist of it is, we're not here that long. You're not that big of a deal. Your existence is like a speck of time, and, you know, if you think about the timeline of the world, we are but a speck. So just get on with it, and what the heck. And so that, when I spiral, is super helpful. And then I read something in, I think it was in a Facebook group for women podcasters, and this woman had said she was getting down on herself because each episode of hers only had about 500 downloads. And I had to laugh because, oh, that would be wonderful if that was my problem. But what she said was, you know, I was thinking about my numbers and trying to make myself feel better. And so I asked some AI program, and listeners, I know nothing about AI. I'm like an ostrich in the sand when it comes to that. But whatever program you ask AI to do things for you, she got on and said, create a picture of a woman giving a talk in a conference room filled with 500 people, right? And this AI program spat back at her this picture of a huge conference room with 500 people. And she said to herself, you know, if I was at a conference, this would be impressive. This would be awesome. This would be 500 people who would be walking out of that session changed or informed or educated or whatever. And she said, and I'm at this conference every week with my podcast, right? I'm giving this talk every week to 500 people. And I thought, hey, that's awesome. What a cool way to look at what you're doing in the world, whether it's, for me, it's this podcast, or whatever it is for you that you're putting out into the world, your creativity that's getting out there and reaching someone, 5 people, 10 people, 100 people, right? However many people you're touching, you're giving a conference like this every week. And so I just thought, what a helpful way to look at things, to knock it down as I'm looking at numbers or looking at people, you know, the count of people who've opened emails or who've unsubscribed or who've subscribed or whatever. That makes a difference. And so on the one hand, trying to console myself that it does make a difference and these stories are reaching people. And thank you to those of you who've written in, who've left a review. That really does make a difference and keep me motivated to keep going. And then also, you know, on the flip side of that coin, that it really is not that big of a deal. This is Cream City Dreams. I'm telling these stories. They are awesome stories. I'm so proud of them. But also, you know, these are hyper-local stories, and it's probably not going to reach the millions like all the other big names that you've heard of by their first name alone. And that's okay. That's totally okay. I'm having fun. This is joyful. These women are gratefully still continuing to agree to talk to me to get their stories out, and I am so happy to share them. So thank you, if you are still with me, for hanging in here and listening to these stories, because just a testament to what a cool city we live in and what a cool world we live in, really. Because there's a lot of crap out there in the news, so it's nice to hear some good news. There you go. That was it. Cream City Digest. Week number one. We'll see what comes next week. I don't know. It all depends on what comes from the conversation, so it's hard to predict. Maybe some weeks it'll be 2 minutes. Some weeks it'll be 7. Who knows? But I'm going to do my best to keep it under 10 so that you can listen while you're drying your dishes, folding the laundry, peeling onions, whatever it is you're doing that takes just a little bit of time. Take me along for the ride. All right. Happy weekend.